Low 2019 GAR President John McAtee. And good morning, John. Good morning, Stacy. Welcome.
Good morning, Tony.
How you doing today? Morning. All right, good. So it looks like kind of status quo, I guess, as we look at the August numbers, Stacy.
Yeah, that's a great way of putting it.
That was John's words, actually. When
we're seeing a pretty stable market for the month of August. 64 single family closings in 2019. And 62 in 2018, 57 in 2017. So we're on a slight upward trend, but relatively stable. The median sale price for August alone was 1.762, but year-to-date median is at 1.93 million, which is about 200,000 higher than the year-to-date median for 2018. So that's a good, healthy sign. Days on market are another story. It's a little bit, we're seeing longer days on market, especially for the month of August, 258. So that's one of the higher numbers we've seen probably in the past year and a half. It just means that some of the longer standing homes have closed in the month of August as opposed to those with lesser days on market. So it could be a good sign, but we'll see how that trends going forward.
Yeah, because, if you look at it on the face of it, average day, that's a year. Oh, no, that's 365 years. That's about 100 days short of it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm going short.
Two,
short
two
like
thirds,
dog years.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, that's a long time, though, on the market. For
it can, relatively speaking, but it's not, we did see in July the numbers were 222, June 241. So during the summer months, it's typical to see those numbers go up just with less activity. Well, slower activity, I should say.
Now, the 64, 62 last year for August, those are pretty strong numbers, aren't they? And something you expect this time of year?
Something we would expect this time of year. And if you look at the last 4 months, we've been fairly consistent. So year to date, we have about 360 closings for all of Greenwich, and we're down still about 13%. For the year. But if you remember, the first 4 months, we were talking about being off 30% in terms of unit volume. So we've had a very consistent last 4 months, and we are in line to be consistent for projections for September. There are 25 closings that have already taken place month to date. Most of the closings tend to take place in the second half of a month. So that's a good indicator. As far as areas go for August, Greenwich had the most closings at 31. That was actually off 10 from August of 18. But Riverside, conversely, had 10 more closings with 17 closings, more than 7 last year. And, putting it in an annual context, Greenwich has the most number of closings. There's been 199 year to date, represents about 55% of the market, followed by Riverside with 65, and interestingly enough, Old Greenwich with 62 closings year-to-date, which is exactly where we were this time last year.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Dollar volume is somewhat in line with that. August dollar volume was $141 million. August 18 was $43 million. And we are, again, off about 14% year-to-date with $878 million versus a little more than $1 billion this time last year.
All right. So the Central Greenwich continues to be strong. The condo market's interesting. Not a lot of sales, but the price went up.
Well, the median price for August was up. It was $1 million versus $607,000 for August of 2018. Year-to-date median average for that median price for condos is a little bit less than $700,000, and that's fairly in line with where we are. But the real story there is number of sales. August had 7 sales. Last August, we had 22 sales. And year-to-date, we've had 105 closings versus 124. So we're off 15%. Conversely, to the single-family market, the first quarter for the condo market was quite strong. We were up almost 6.5% in terms of unit volume. But as we stand, we are off about 15% in sales volume and 17% in dollar volume.
All right. So, John, as we head into the new school year for September, did things start to taper off now, or what are we looking for next month when we see you?
Well, we actually see a little bit of a resurgence in terms of activity right after the school year. People get their bearings. They've been on vacation for the last couple of weeks of August. And so we will see a good 6-8 weeks of absorption. And the real storyline that we'll follow, and next month we'll be able to report on third quarter numbers, is are we trending? Is this just been a lagging market on an annual cycle? And will we have a strong enough fall and fourth quarter that can make up the poor performance for the first 4 months of the year?
All right, good. As we get toward the end of the segment, Stacey, I know you want to talk about the workshop tonight for the Plan of Conservation and Development, right?
Exactly, yeah. So we will definitely be there. We have been working with Planning and Zoning since they released the original draft a few weeks ago to make sure that, you know, they're paying attention to the things that matter to the residents, that matter to incoming residents. As realtors, our members are really on the front line and are really there to experience what people are coming to Greenwich for. So our membership, their opinion really matters in this, and not only based on what their clients are, but a lot of them are also residents themselves, so they're experiencing it themselves. So a few of the things we've been working on are making sure that the language in the draft really addresses things like complicated regulations. There's nothing worse than a complicated regulation because it makes it very hard to conform to or understand at face value. So the more we can do to make those easy to understand and, it's really going to help us attract those people who may want to come into town and may want to do some work on a property or may want to, maybe they're existing in town and they want to do some work on
a property. It is complicated and onerous when you have to deal with the parameters of FAR, green space, height, setbacks, grade plane, drainage. That's a lot to absorb.
Just to name a few.
Yeah. And just to name a few. And we just need to make things more clear, concise, and predictable and reliable and get the application process a little more streamlined, make it a little more efficient and cost effective for people to do business in Greenwich.
All right. Well, we'll see what happens. I'll talk next month and maybe get a little recap of tonight's proceedings from your standpoint. I know we'll be speaking with Katie DeLuca tomorrow morning about that. All right. Thanks, Stacey Lowe, the Executive Vice President, Greenwich Association of Realtors, 2019 President, John McAtee. It's our monthly Greenwich Real Estate Report, third Thursday of the month, right here on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH New Center time is 8:29. Top National Internet.